The exodus continues. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The United Nations estimates 380,000 Ukrainians have fled for Poland as Russia continues its assault. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv.
The roads are just as packed as the trains. Only Ukrainian women and children can flee. All military-aged males aged 18 to 60 forbidden from leaving the country because of President Zelensky's decree and mobilization for war. Now, Ukrainian leaders are feeling emboldened after the speech today by the German Chancellor, pledged to deliver 1,000 Javelin anti-tank missiles and 500 Stinger anti-aircraft missiles.
The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting as early as tomorrow after Russian President Putin said he's putting his nuclear forces on increased alert. Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House.
There is speculation at the highest levels of government that Putin could be motivated right now by declining mental or physical health. Marco Rubio, the top Republican on Senate Intel, says he wishes he could share more, but that something is off with Putin.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has agreed to send a delegation to talks with Russian counterparts on the Belarus border. No surprise on who conservatives want to run for president in 2024 in a CPAC straw poll.
Donald Trump, 59%. So much for him fading. He had 55% last year. Ron DeSantis is at 28%.
DeSantis grabs 61% of support if former President Trump does not run. Authorities in Northern California searching for a 2-year-old boy who was in a car that was stolen before dawn. Police say the 2008 Buick Enclave was taken while the boy's mother was unloading groceries in the city of Sunnyvale, south of San Francisco. The boy has red curly hair and brown eyes and was wearing a white hooded sweatshirt. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Gas prices are even higher due to the conflict in Eastern Europe.
Up a dime in the past 2 weeks to $3.64 for regular grade. A diesel is up 12 cents to $4.02. Crude oil prices were pushed higher by the invasion of Ukraine. And sanctions may cause the world oil market to tighten further, in which case we would certainly see more of same in the next few days.
Troby Lundberg is the publisher of the Lundberg Survey. Democrats praising President Biden's choice to nominate Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn.
It was a choice that brings onto the court a background and some experiences that nobody else on the court will have. And I think when you look at not just her background and the family life, but also her profession. She was a public defender. That adds a new perspective to the court.
Clyburn on CBS's Face the Nation. As COVID infections continue to decline, it's time to celebrate ahead of Fat Tuesday.
A headline in cities across the country to the Big Easy, where parades are already underway. Let the good times roll for Mardi Gras 2022. The carnival celebration and Fat Tuesday, ahead of Ash Wednesday and the Lent season leading up to Easter.
There's a level of excitement.
Vivian Friedman with the New Orleans Pontchartrain Hotel.
We have been preparing way in advance and we're fully staffed.
Over 80% of hotels booked in New Orleans this year. The city saying it has a relatively high vaccination rate, allowing the festivities to go on for the first full season of parades and parties in New Orleans. in 2 years. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.